Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Let's read in one voice. But you receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, and in Jerusalem, and all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Amen. You have to pray every day what you need the most, which is spiritual strength. Spiritual strength, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. God wants you to gain spiritual strength. And so the most important is for us to gain this spiritual strength. Yes, physical health is important, but when you have spiritual strength, you can also restore your physical health as well. And so the spiritual strength is what we call the filling of the Holy Spirit. Being filled with God, being enough with God is the greatest strength. And this strength cannot be found on this earth, cannot be found on ground. It is the power that comes from above. It's the power of God's throne. And although we live on this earth, what strength does God want us to possess and live this earth with? God wants us to possess the spiritual strength and live this world. And the reason is, this earth will continuously bring the problems and suffering of Genesis chapter 3. And in the very first incident, when Satan was casted out onto this earth and separated mankind from God, right? Suffering came to us, but suffering did not come to us. Suffering came because Adam and Eve have completely neglected God's word, have broken the promise of God, the covenant of God. And that is when Satan has become ruler of this world. But because we humans were created on this earth, Satan will continuously bring these disasters, these suffering and pain upon mankind. And then we have to be captured by Satan and live our lives. And that's when John chapter 8, verse 44. This is from birth. You're born from your father, the devil. And so from birth, it says we are from our father, the devil. We should have been born as children of God, but no, when we were born as children of the devil. Why? Because the original sin problem that Adam committed has been inherited through generation to generation to all mankind. And so our fate is seized by Satan, and we have to live under his hands. So what strength do we need? We need the strength that has crushed Satan. We need that spiritual strength. That is why God hears our prayers from his throne. And he does not hear our prayers just to solve the physical problems that we have. No, God desires us to pray the prayer breaking down the forge of darkness. And we cannot break the forge of darkness if the angels are not mobilized to defeat it. And if God does not work from his throne, if he does not work through the Holy Spirit, you cannot break down the forge of darkness. And because Satan is ruler of this world, nothing on this earth can defeat Satan. That's why God wants us to receive that strength that comes from above, the spiritual strength, and live on this earth. If Satan did not exist on this earth, then there's no reason for Jesus to come or to be crucified on the cross. But all mankind has been created in the image of God. Because we were seized by Satan, so that God can, so God will free us completely from the hands of Satan. He sent Jesus Christ, and He came in flesh, and on the cross He finished the problem of Satan. He crushed Satan's head, and when we pray, and now we can be victorious by using the name of Jesus Christ. And so, absolutely, you cannot defeat the force of darkness if it is not by the name of Jesus Christ. And so prayer is using the name of Jesus Christ. And when you pray, the Holy Spirit will work. And when you pray, the angels be mobilized. And when you pray, all the force of darkness will crumble.
Amen.
And so as you live on this earth, instead of other strength, the most important strength is this spiritual strength. And so every single day, you have to live with this spiritual strength. But if we lose hold of this spiritual strength, we go back to the flesh, we go back to our patterns, we go back to ourself. And if we go back to our former self, and if we live with our strength, then we're going to be attacked by Satan easily. So every day you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Every day you have to gain spiritual strength. And to be honest, we pray to receive this spiritual strength. Because if the Holy Spirit works, it's over. But if the Holy Spirit does not work upon me, then the problem is not over. And I will continue to be attacked. Right, we're in the second year of the Japanese time period of Reiwa. And if you look at the number of people that committed suicide in the first year, which is last year, in 1 year, about 20,000 people committed suicide. And the people in the 40s committed suicide the most. And then next was the 50s by age group. And most of them were people with no jobs, so they had they have no hope. And then next was the teens, and then the 20s, and that was the data. And among the 47 prefectures, Tokyo was number one in the number of people who commit suicide, about 2,000 people. So that's 1/10 of the entire, that's about 10% of the entire population in Japan. And the number of people committing suicide is increasing year by year. And after Tokyo was something like Osaka and Shizuoka. And that's about 1,000 people a year. And when when they examine the corpse, when you see the corpse and all the examination of the dead bodies, and most of them come to suicide because they have no hope. They lost hope in their life, and they're having financial problems. It's difficult for them raising their children, it's difficult for them to earn money as well. And most of the people, the reason why they commit suicide is because of those problems. And there were also those who committed suicide because they had diseases, but most of those diseases was depression. But most of these people who committed suicide had depression. And they take their lives because of that. If you don't have spiritual strength, you're going to think humanistically, and when you can no longer solve your problem, you're going to commit suicide. Why? Because they don't know the spiritual realm. They don't know if there's such thing as heaven or hell, or they don't know where they're going to go if they die. All they think is, I'm going to live my life once and then die and end, and that's it. So they commit suicide. And they commit suicide if their life is very difficult. And most people were like this. That's why you have to have spiritual strength and live your life. You have to live with the strength that God gives to you. If you lose hold of this strength, then you're going to decide everything, and you're going to face all the suffering that comes to you through people or through the environment, and you don't have the strength to overcome it. So every single day, please pray that you'll be filled by the Holy Spirit and a blessing of Jesus, because you'll pray to gain this spiritual strength. And so number one, you have to restore the spiritual things first. And when you wake up, what must you restore? You have to first restore spiritual strength. And what is that spiritual restoration? It is being filled by God. It means the filling of the Holy Spirit. You have to begin every day of your life with this strength. Genesis 41, verse 38. You know the story of Joseph. When Potiphar saw Joseph, says he was filled with the Spirit of God. And Joseph was a man filled with the Spirit of God. And you know the story of Joseph. Right, he was bullied by his brothers, and he was sold as a slave. But even in the midst of that, he was filled with the Spirit of God. It's difficult working for someone that you don't know. Right? Going to your own company, going to your workplace and working for them, it's difficult. But look at Joseph. At least you earn money. But a slave is a possession, so he cannot earn money. It's a property, so he can kill it or he can sell it. Even in the midst of those circumstances, as Joseph lived as a slave, he was always with God. And God was with Joseph. And it said that he was filled with the Spirit of God. So Joseph was living with the spiritual strength. And so, please overcome all the circumstances with the spiritual strength to be victorious in all circumstances. And every day you need this spiritual strength. And this is very important. Even if he was falsely accused, put in prison, he received the filling of the Holy Spirit. And instead, because he was filled with the Holy Spirit, he saved the prison guards, he even saved the chiefs in that place. And not only that, he also saves Pharaoh. Right, he saves Egypt, he saves Israelites. And the strength that God gives you is not temporary. Every single day, you have to restore the spiritual strength. And if you do so, you can continue the works that you're doing. And we have held on to covenant world evangelization. And so if you don't have this strength, you cannot save this world. Right, 20,000 people commit suicide every year. Right, but that's people who commit suicide. And there are also a lot of people who die because of other causes. And you have to know that if you have depression, it's possible to commit suicide, and that's the reason is because they lack spiritual strength. In other words, the Holy Spirit is working, the force of darkness is working upon them, but they don't have the strength to overcome that force of darkness. That's when they're being attacked by the force of darkness and commit suicide. And because they're seized by the force of darkness, and their lifestyle is not going well, and they see no future in their lives, in their jobs, or in their children, they commit suicide. Because they lack the spiritual strength. And that's what happens. And that's the work of the force of darkness. And so may you restore spiritual strength first. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13 says, from this day forward, David was filled by the Spirit of God. Right, the Spirit of God came heavily upon David. We cannot save this world with other methods. We cannot save this world with our own strength. There are limits. And so every single day you have to restore the strength that God gives to you. 2 Kings. Chapter 2, verse 9. Right. Elisha was filled with the Holy Spirit. And it says, Elisha asked Elijah, give me a double portion of your spirit. And Elisha understood that the strength of this world is not enough to overcome this world, to save the world. So he asked for the spirit that Elijah had. He says, give me a double portion of your spirit. And he follows Elijah to the very end. He knew what strength you need to save this world. He knew what strength you have to live with. He knew what strength is enough to break down the forge of darkness and save the people inside of it. He didn't have interest in fortune or in position or his fame or anything. No. All he wanted was that spiritual strength that Elijah possessed. That's why he said, give me a double portion of your spirit. And he followed Elijah to the very end. And when you receive that strength, the authentic movement took place. Nothing in this world, every strength in this world has limits. That's why you have to enjoy first is the spiritual strength and pray daily to be filled with the Spirit of God. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
It's possible by the power of God, by the Spirit of God. This is the strength that you must receive and restore every day. And starting with yourself, your environments, and all circumstances, you must be victorious.
Amen.
Then you can save all people.
Amen.
But the moment you lose hold of that, right, you seem healthy, but you lack strength. Seems you believe in Jesus, but you believe in Jesus with no strength. So even the light becomes darker, and the salt falls to the ground and has no nutrients. So I bless him, Jesus Christ, that you restore the spiritual strength today.
Amen.
So you have to challenge in prayer. You have to live in prayer. Hold on to God's covenant and enter inside prayer. And why must you pray? Because we are spiritual beings. And we have to be, and you now restored this spiritual identity. And you have to open up your spiritual eyes and have the spiritual strength to see the force of darkness and break it down. So that's why we have to pray every day. So please be victorious in prayer. Main content number one, there is this experience that you must see. Don't see anything else. You have to see Acts chapter 1, verse 1. You have to see Christ. You don't need other things. Inside of Christ, all the three curses will collapse.
Amen.
There is a power that breaks down all the forces of darkness. And there's the power that prevents all disaster and curses. And there is a power that overcomes and frees you and liberates you from all sin and saves you from Satan. So you have to experience Christ every single day. That's spiritual strength. The second thing you have to experience is Acts chapter 1, verse 3. You have to live with the strength, the power of God's kingdom, the blessing of God's throne. When you have this strength, you are able to change your own self. Changing yourself is like a miracle. You don't easily change. It's difficult. Although you struggle to change, you cannot change easily. And people don't change the most. They don't. But when do they change? When you receive grace.
Amen.
When you're filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
When you're filled with God's Word, when you see answers to prayer.
Amen.
When you know and experience the amazing spiritual power of God, that's when you change. But when you lose hold of all those blessings, you live with your level, with your standards and your experiences, and you will not change. Right? The things you experience, that you learn, that you've done up until now, all that doesn't allow you to change at all. All those past experiences don't allow you to change. Instead, it holds on to you inside that framework. Right, the only one who shouldn't change is God, right? Because God is the same yesterday, today, and for eternity. So only God shouldn't change. And we humans have to change because we're not God. We should be changing. But our spiritual problems, it doesn't allow us to change. Why is that? Your spiritual state, the state of your heart, it's seized by the darkness. But when you change, everyone you meet will change through you.
Amen.
When I don't change, I cannot change anyone else. That's why God's kingdom must come upon my heart, inside my thoughts. Inside all my life, God's kingdom must come. And that's filling of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And all the fragilities inside of me must crumble. And all the forces of darkness that makes me stumble, that makes me fall down, has broken down inside my thoughts. Right? And being able to do that is by God's word, it's by God's kingdom. And when that God's kingdom comes upon you, that's when you change. Right? Is it easy to change your own thoughts? No. You think you've changed, right? No, it comes back. Right, when things are good, it seems like you've changed. You feel good. Your job's is going well. You know, you have answers. You have these and that. And the atmosphere is so good. So it seems like we all changed. But when does it come out? When something crazy happens. When a complicated thing happens. That's when your past self comes back again. That's why every single day you must pray and be filled with Christ, God's kingdom, and only Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's 1:3:8. You have to always remain inside the feeling of the Holy Spirit. It doesn't matter if you're a pastor or not. The pastor must be inside of this, then the pastor will change. Alright, nothing else is going to change you. The day you really change might be the day God calls you up to heaven. And that's not, you know, change, that's being holy. You're turning holy so that you can enter God's kingdom, and God makes sure that happens to you when you die. And so when you go to heaven, you don't go with the experiences, with the thoughts that we have on this earth, right? That's you know, being holy, that's, you know, purification or something like that. But as we live on this earth, we cannot become holy, but we have to change. If I'm not God, then I have to renew myself, change myself inside the Word of God. Why? Because I'm the evangelist. And we have to save lots of people. And that's why renewal and change must take place. And you shouldn't change it in one day. You have to change little by little.
Amen.
Right, when you speak with your spouses or speak with your friends. Right, and if someone says, oh, you've changed a lot, then you are a witness, right? If someone close to you says that you changed after believing in Jesus, then you are really a witness, right? But your friends or family says you believe in Jesus but you haven't changed at all, then no, that's sort of making you look, that's sort of making God look bad, right? No, you have to change, you have to be renewed. Whoever sees you, right, that elder, that senior, that deacon, that teacher, that remnant, Wow, like Joseph. Like Joseph. Right, whoever sees you, it's a person that God is with. That's renewal. And that's the person who really holds God's covenant. And that's the person that's changing your own spiritually through the Word of God. But you come to church, but if your name is used in a sentence where it's a bad image, then that's a failure. Right? You're not believing in God if your name is connected to something bad or rumors, right? Yes, you have been saved, but your life has not changed. And those people must really renew themselves. Then you'll revive. So every single day, with 1, 3, and 8, you have to experience this, filling of the Holy Spirit. This is the only way. The only way to change a human person, human being, is this. No other method. Right? Even with diligence, you cannot change yourself. You have to come to this answer to have true renewal. Because it's God who works. And that's where renewal will take place. So please enjoy this blessing. Because God said, "You'll be my witnesses to the very ends of the earth." Number
two.
So number one is what you have to see. Experience what you have to see. And number two is what you have to possess. You have to experience what you must possess. If you look at the early church members, they constantly prayed. They devoted themselves to prayer. Acts chapter 1, verse 14. Right? Jesus' mother Mary and another woman and disciples. Right? It says they came together. They came together in one heart. And constantly, or they constantly prayed or devoted themselves to prayer. And this is very, very important. What did they hold on to that they came together with their heart and constantly pray? It's with 1-3-8. They really held on to 1-3 and really concentrated on God. And so prayer must be restored in you. With only Christ.
Amen.
You must restore prayer with God's kingdom.
Amen.
And you have to restore prayer with only filling of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This must take place. And this must be the spiritual atmosphere of our church.
Amen.
Right, either the departments or you gather by yourselves. Whenever you gather, it must be this atmosphere of only Christ, God's kingdom, only Holy Spirit, coming together in one heart and concentrating on prayer. That's a spiritual atmosphere.
Amen.
I met the pastor from Shio's church. She came to me. And she said, she changed after entering ACA. Right, she teaches the remnants of her church back, all the messages, all the song. And the pastor was so thankful that the pastor came to me and said, "I'm so thankful for Shiu and all this." And apparently she tells everyone in her church that, you know, our pastor only talks about Christ and about evangelism, if you evangelize or not. And so she really understands well. And she really holds on to the covenant well. She went to her pastor and says, "You know, our pastor only talks about evangelism and only asks, do you evangelize or not in the church?" And so I have to evangelize too. And that's what she said to the pastor. And she really understands the most in our church. Because other believers don't understand evangelism, but only she understands evangelism. And the other pastor came too, from the Zion Church. And the Yuna changed as well. And it says she changed a lot. And all these pastors really love that these remnants are changing. And they continue to say these things to me. Even in front of all the other pastors, they're saying how these remnants have changed. And I'm very thankful for that. This must be the spiritual atmosphere of our church. Right, when you really hold on to Christ, and really hold on to the power that God gives to you, the spiritual strength, to get the one heart, you come together and you concentrate on prayer. This must be the atmosphere of our church.
Amen.
And that is the church that God will work through and use. So may our church become like this.
Amen.
Then they did this, Acts 1:14, and Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 47. We see amazing works take place. Works don't arise because you evangelize. Works don't arise because you went to the field, you do this and you do that. No. When you correctly hold on to the absolute covenant of God, that is when God will work.
Amen.
That's why 3,000 disciples, 5,000 disciples, the number of disciples grew daily. And I mentioned this earlier as well, but these people, or the early church were people from Galilee, they were very ignorant, right? They really lacked a lot of things. People with no background, they were people who had to be persecuted because they had lacked strength to resist, but every individual actually experienced 1:3:8 in their lives. So it did not matter if they were poor, it did not matter if they were in poverty, it did not matter if they were ignorant. It did not matter if they lacked background or not, because the Holy Spirit actually worked upon these individuals. How is it that they can overcome and overturn the Jewish people and Jerusalem? Right, these Pharisees hate people who believe in Jesus, but how is it that God worked through these early church members to change all those Pharisees and the Jewish religious people? It's that they really experienced Christ. They really experienced that Christ is truly the Christ. And they had this spiritual strength. So today, we don't need other strength. There's limits to the other strength. There's no continuation there. It's only good when you feel good. The true strength is a spiritual strength. It's the strength that completely crushes the three curses.
Amen.
When you proclaim the gospel to someone you meet, and the three curses crush and that person accepts Jesus Christ, that's amazing spiritual strength.
Amen.
Right, look, 20,000 people are committing suicide every year. Because they don't know the gospel, they don't know this gospel, they never heard of this gospel, but they hear this gospel and they're revived. That's amazing work, that's amazing strength. It's true strength. Acts chapter 2, verse 42, right? 3,000 disciples. They received the teachings of the apostles, they broke bread, they had communion, and they also devoted themselves to prayer. And that's the spiritual atmosphere of the church. So I bless him, Jesus Christ, to restore this prayer. Now you have to pray. So you have to do 24-hour prayer. How so? Every single day, pray to God that you will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And this must be a 24. Your spiritual state must be filled with the Holy Spirit every day.
Amen.
To what extent? To a point where I'm truly happy, though I gain strength in prayer, where I have spiritual healing when I pray, when I become the spiritual summit when I pray. Until these works take place, in 24 hours, you have to continue to pray. Look at the seven remnants in the Bible and the early church members, all these individuals. In a sense, they were inside the prayer movements, inside the prayer revolution. Look at Joseph. Joseph didn't do a special prayer. No, he did a 24-hour prayer. Look at David. From young age, he learned prayer, and he prayed from young age. It did not matter if he was, you know, chased by King Saul or if he became the king. He prayed continuously. And if you look at the book of Psalms, you see most of it was written by David. And if you look at the Psalms, the content of the Psalms, you see that David is enjoying God in his prayer. Not to become the greatest king of this world. Please begin this kind of prayer.
Amen.
And 25 eternity. Not just one day or 2 days, but the work of God must continuously take place in your life. How much answers must we receive until Japan evangelism takes place, until world evangelism takes place? We must continue to receive answers.
Amen.
How much blessings must you receive until world evangelism takes place? You must continue to receive blessings.
Amen.
That's how much you have to, you can restore everything inside feeling the Holy Spirit. So may it become like this. Conclusion. What's the blessing you receive? It's 1, 3, and 8. And devote yourselves to prayer, Acts 1:14. And wherever you go, may the works of Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 47 take place. And do this with one heart, whole heart, and continuation. How much health? You must have health to the point where we can do world Japan evangelization until we see 237 nations, until we see the 5,000 tribes. To this extent, you must always be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
You must be like this. And so, as long as you change your spiritual states, God will restore everything else for you. No matter what you do, if your spiritual state is confused, right? The Holy Spirit is not going to work. The force of darkness is going to work upon you. And so you individually, for you to survive, you must be filled by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And change your own spiritual states. It doesn't matter if you're a pastor or not. Right, are you doing pastoral ministry only with the position of a pastor? No, you can't. You can't do pastoral ministry like that. Right, it's a very serious problem. What must you do? You must be filled by the Holy Spirit. And really gain the strength that comes from God. And that's the greatest strength. That's everything. And if you have that strength, everything is finished.
Amen.
And so every day, 24 hours. And the work of 25 that transcends you and your environment, and the answer will come to you for eternity. That is what we have to enjoy. That's the spiritual strength you have to enjoy every single day. Right? And Friday I'll talk about intellectual power, right? And then we'll do the health power, manpower, and financial power, the five powers. And I'll talk about this later on. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for blessing us with the greatest strength, the spiritual strength. May we live with your strength every day. May we restore everything in your strength. And so that we can do one heart, one continuation, so we can obviously answer 24, 25 eternity. May we challenge in prayer from now, and will you bless each, every single one of us. And may our church be able to do 138 and go and enter side 114 every day. And with this strength, be victorious daily. And will you bless every single one of us as your witnesses?
Amen.
And may our spirit, may the spiritual atmosphere of our church really change like the early church. And with the strength that you grant us, to the souls, the 20,000 souls that are dying every year because of suicide, may we go and save them. And may all the church believers in our church receive the blessing of becoming the evangelist and disciples. We thank you and we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.